At the request of the Arkansas Department of Corrections, the Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division is investigating an officer-involved fatal shooting involving the DOC K-9 team that occurred on Tuesday, March the 24th. On Monday at around 3:15 a.m., Independence County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a shooting call at a residence on Brown Lane in Bethesda. Deputies discovered two individuals had been shot. One victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. The other was taken to a local hospital for treatment. A suspect, identified as 48-year-old Christopher Lee Johnson of Jonesboro, fled the scene following the shooting. A search for Johnston was conducted by ICSO and the DOC K-9 team, Batesville Police Department, and Arkansas State Police troopers. On Tuesday, Johnson was located in a heavily wooded area near the original crime scene. The DOC K-9 team confronted Johnston in an adjoining field where deadly force was employed. Johnston was pronounced deceased at the scene. The deceased will be taken to the Arkansas State Crime Lab to determine the manner and cause of death. No officers were injured during the incident. At the conclusion of the investigation, the Arkansas State Police CID special agents will present their findings to the Independence County prosecuting attorney, who will determine whether the use of deadly force was consistent with Arkansas law. A man from Walnut Ridge was arrested after allegedly threatening to kill two employees at a dental clinic. 57-year-old Thomas Rush is charged with one count of felony first-degree terroristic threatening, one count of misdemeanor second-degree terroristic threatening. Rush allegedly grabbed an employee by the throat and began shaking her aggressively. Rush then allegedly said if his procedure did not go well, he would return and begin killing people. When another employee attempted to move Rush into another room, he pulled out a yellow pocket knife and began walking toward the woman. Rush is free on $10,000 bond. He'll be in court for arraignment on April 27th. A man from Pocahontas was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Randolph County. 36-year-old Aaron Hunter is charged with possession with the purpose to deliver a controlled substance, meth or cocaine. Possession with the purpose to deliver a Schedule 3 controlled substance. Possession with purpose to deliver a Scheduled 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, expired tags, unsafe vehicle, and improper taillights. He was taken to Randolph County Jail. The former owner of a nursing home in Batesville has been denied recommendation for state clemency. 66-year-old Joseph Swartz, who owned Batesville Health and Rehab, which was part of the Skyline Healthcare chain, previously received a federal pardon from President Trump while he was serving time for $8 million tax fraud scheme. The federal pardon did not cover his state conviction for Medicaid fraud and tax evasion. He was paroled in January and was seeking clemency to clear his record. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders now maintains the authority to decide the recommendations for clemency. Swartz has served only 17 days in jail. A man from Illinois was injured in an accident in Texas County on Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 49-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Lynch Drive, 2 miles north of Bisciris. A woman from West Plains was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Wednesday. 51-year-old Tanya Miller was arrested on a felony Taney County warrant for larceny. She was taken to the Howe County Jail. The Oregon Howe R3 School District is proud to announce the Koshkonong Elementary has been recognized by the Prime Center at St. Louis University for exceptional student performance. The school has received two prestigious statewide growth awards for its outstanding progress in mathematics during the 2024-25 school year. The Prime Center identifies the top performing schools in the state based on student growth, a measure that tracks how much students learn over time rather than just their absolute test scores. Koshkonong Elementary was singled out for excellence in two distinct categories: mathematics in 2024-25, recognizing top-tier growth in the most recent academic year; mathematics three-year trend, recognizing sustained high-level growth over a three-year period ending in 2025. Colin Hitt, the executive director of the Prime Center, said this is a tremendous accomplishment. He said the Koshkonong School stands among the very best in Missouri. The work that they do every day is making a real difference.